Blaster 303, Deep Space, Unknown System.
Damn, that sucked.
Lieutenant Commander Billy Porter blinked his eyes a couple of times. His head hurt, his body hurt, and it took a minute to figure out where he was. Well, he knew where he was. He was in the cockpit of his fighter. But why he was waking up in the dark fighter was beyond him. Everything was dead. The instrument panel had a hole through it, so he didn't expect it to come back anytime soon. Looking at it for a second made him pause. The angle of the hole meant that the railgun round, it couldn't have been from anything else, must have come from... He looked over his left shoulder and saw the hole through the canopy. The round couldn't have missed his shoulder by more than a centimeter or two on its way through the cockpit. Who'd want to shoot little old me? It slowly came back to him. The blasters, along with the fleet of Terrans, Sontags, and Cardens, had been trapped in the system. While they'd been trying to figure out what they were going to do when the Overlords got there, the Overlords had transitioned into the system, ending the discussion. A big battle had ensued. Well, that wasn't true. It hadn't been much of a fight. The Overlords had them vastly outnumbered, and Porter had quickly found himself the target of four enemy fighters. Two he could have handled, maybe even three. It had been the fourth that had gotten him. His SI, Keith, had called the fighter and had jerked 303, probably saving his life. But the round had hit the computer. Keith had kicked him out and everything had gone black. Porter had no idea if Keith was salvageable. He'd need power to find out if the synthetic intelligence, the product of a human uploading himself into the computer system via the fighter's uplink technology, still lived. The computer looked like a loss, though, and judging by the hole, it wasn't coming back. Perhaps he could recover the memory module in the SI, but as he looked around and recovered his senses, he realized he had bigger problems. He wasn't going anywhere, much less completing his plans to resurrect Keith. The fighter was dead. He had no pressurization or air in the cockpit beyond what he had in the fighter's systems and his suit. He looked at the O2 gauge to see how much he had left, and it read zero. He tapped the gauge, then smacked himself in the helmet. No power, no readout. His suit, however, was powered, and the gauge read 48%. Wait, why is it using the suit's air and not the fighter's? Porter sighed. Because the fighter's O2 bottle was another 2 meters in front of the hole in the instrument panel in the direction of the hole. The Overlords had shot out his fighter and his air. Bastards. Porter took stock of what he had. Without the computer, he couldn't turn the fusion plant back on, and it looked like the computer was dead, so the plant had probably gone into emergency shutdown. If so, he wasn't getting it started again without the carrier. When last seen, the carriers were running for the jump point, trying to flee. They were either gone or they were dead. No help there. Which meant that the only people in the system were the Overlords, a society of artificial intelligences who were doing their best to exterminate the Terrans. If they saw he was alive, he'd be dead. Judging from the amount of O2 he had remaining, though, he'd been unconscious for the better part of 2 days. The Overlords may still have been in the system, but the odds were that they'd left to chase down the Allied fleet. Porter fingered the battery switch. He could turn it on and listen to the radio, but the Overlords didn't make a whole lot of radio calls. AIs didn't need to. They could use a laser link or a data link or some other damn AI thing. Turning on the radio was just a waste of power, which he didn't have a lot of. He'd need the battery to run the thrusters once he had an idea of where he was going. Porter didn't have a lot of options. He was too far from the one inhabited planet in the system, and he couldn't have landed there in any event. The fighter would have burned up in re-entry. But the planet did have 3 orbital stations. Not that he'd be able to get a lot of help there. The stations functioned as cold storage for the clones the Overlords used. But they at least had oxygen. For the clones, if nothing else.